HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
क्रिप्टो करेंट के पिछले एपिसोड में हमने बात करी थी अभिषेक एवर्स भास्कर से और हमने उनसे जाना था NFTs के बारे में, NFTs क्या होते हैं, अलग अलग टाइप्स ऑफ NFTs और बहुत सारी अच्छी बातें। क्रिप्टो करेंट के इस एपिसोड में हम अभिषेक के साथ NFT की ही कॉन्वर्सेशन को आगे लेके जा रहे हैं। इस कॉन्वर्सेशन में हम और इन डेप्थ चीज़ें पूछ रहे हैं उनसे NFTs के बारे में। अगर आप एक आर्टिस्ट हैं, अगर आप NFT फ्लिपिंग करना चाहते हैं, अगर आप NFT की मार्केटिंग और बाकी सारी चीज़ें सीखना चाहते हैं तो ये एपिसोड में आपको ये सारा कंटेंट तो मिलेगा ही मिलेगा। प्लस अभिषेक मेंशन करेंगे कुछ रिसोर्सेज जहां से आप NFT की दुनिया के बारे में और चीज़ें भी सीख सकते हैं। तो आइए चलते हैं अभिषेक के पास और उनसे पूछते हैं कुछ NFT से रिलेटेड सवाल।
अभिषेक, माई क्वेश्चन टू यू इज, अभी मान लीजिए कोई NFT आर्टिस्ट स्टार्ट कर रहा है, आज उसको स्क्रैच से सारी चीज़ें सीखनी है, How should he proceed? NFT list करने से लेके community बनाना, floor price कितना set करना चाहिए, कहाँ पर उसको लोगों को reach out करना चाहिए, marketing कैसे करनी चाहिए, How should he start?
तो पहले से बताता हूँ, that is going to be from the ground up. First, जो आपका artwork है वो ready रहने चाहिए. Have your artwork ready and please डरना मत to upload an NFT or mint an NFT. Mint जो होता है, it is basically your uploading your artwork onto the blockchain. Nothing more than that. तो हमेशा मैं बोलता हूँ कि if you know how to upload a picture on Facebook or if you know how to upload a video on YouTube, तो आपको you know how to upload an NFT or mint an NFT. ठीक है, so first have your artwork ready, then figure out कौन सा blockchain जो आप mint करना चाहते हो. There is Ethereum, there is Tezos, there is Avalanche, there is Solana, there is Polygon. All these are the 5 major blockchains जो होता है. तो pick one blockchain. But to pick a blockchain, again, as I said, you have to be part of the community. Understand where your collectors are. Everyone has different collectors. तो आप choose करिए कि कौन सा blockchain में I can benefit, me as an artist, मैं benefit कर सकता हूँ. Right? So once you do that.
यहाँ पे अभिषेक collectors है क्या मतलब हुआ आपका? जो NFT जैसे हम पहले बोलते थे कि काफी सारे लोग होते थे जो अपने पास पेंटिंग्स रखते थे,
करेक्ट,
वो आर्ट को अप्रिशिएट करते थे, क्या ये वही कलेक्टर्स हैं?
सो देयर आर डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ आर्टवर्क्स, राइट? सो डिपेंडिंग ऑन द टाइप ऑफ आर्ट, फॉर एग्जांपल, इफ यू आर अ फाइन आर्ट कलेक्टर एंड योर NFT और योर आर्टवर्क गोज फॉर $1 million, मोस्ट ऑफ दोज पीपल माइट बी ऑन द इथेरियम ब्लॉकचेन, राइट? बिकॉज ऑन द इथेरियम द गैस फी इज रिलेटिवली हायर कंपेयर टू जो अदर ब्लॉकचेन्स होते हैं. तो यू गेट अ मोर सॉर्ट ऑफ हायर पेइंग ऑडियंस ऑन द इथेरियम कम्युनिटी. Whereas Polygon, if you're launching a collectibles project and you don't want to pay gas fee for all the 10,000 NFTs that you're going to create, so the transaction cost will be lower and also people are willing to pay more because now they're saving money on the gas fee, right? So figuring out all these metrics is very important before you mint an NFT artwork or a project, right? So once you do that, you have to upload, you have to mint your artwork, jo hota hai, jo bhi hai, if it's a NFT project or if it is a limited edition artwork. So once you go and you just have to all the NFT marketplaces right now, they'll have a very simplified place where you can upload all your data. What is the name of your NFT? Describe your NFT. What is the price you want to list it at? Or do you want to list or just mint an NFT? Okay. And also upload your artwork, whether it is MP3, MP4, JPEG, jo bhi format hai, all the formats, most of the common formats, all these NFT marketplaces have. And it is similar to when you upload a photo on Facebook or video on YouTube, right? You upload all these things. What is happening in the background is it is creating a smart contract for you. Jo people kehte na, though it's creating a smart contract when you mint an NFT. This is exactly what is happening. This is the front end. In the back end, it is taking all the details. Okay, Abhishek is creating this artwork at this particular time on this particular blockchain and these many editions. So, jitna editions, for example, if I take a photo of Srijan and I want to mint that as an NFT and only give it to 5 people across the globe, I can mint it as 5 editions only. But the moment I click on the mint button, no way I can change it. It'll only be 5 editions, right? So that is why it is called non-fungible. So once you mint your NFT, it'll trigger a transaction on the blockchain saying that, okay, Abhishek has minted these many and contract banta hai. So once you do that, you can always go back and list the NFT. So I've minted my NFT. Now I know that Srijan is a collector, right? So I will go talk to Srijan and say that, okay, this is my artwork. I've minted it. And if Srijan was Gaurang, I would have told him about MetaVoice project and what it is and things like that. And we'll have a discussion. That is the best way, because collectors is one thing, but the larger use case, you're building a relationship with people and you're building your network, right? So keep all those things in mind and ask them what value do they see. Obviously, if you've put in years and years of hard work, like what I did with the MetaVoice project, so definitely you have to price it slightly on the higher side. But if you just did it like 5 minutes ago, you did some cartoon sketch and things like that. So talk to your collectors, see what value they see in your work and accordingly price it. Now that is listing it. So think of minting as you're going to an art gallery and telling them, take my artwork and put it in your gallery. And then the listing fee is, that is basically the art gallery, you're discussing with the art gallery what you want to sell it as. These are the only two categories that you need to know. One thing I would always recommend is, if you know all these things, please go ahead and mint your artwork. Don't wait for the perfect opportunity to, don't keep pushing it later and later. Mint it right away. That is the best way to do it. Now, coming to the communities, you have to be active on Twitter. You have to be active on Discord. If you want, you can be active on Reddit and Clubhouse as well. So Clubhouse is where all the active conversations happen. And also Twitter Spaces inside the Twitter app itself. All the daily conversations about what exactly is happening in the NFT space right now. That is what is when you go for a particular course. That is something that that is already a month old. And NFT space, it moves very rapidly, right? What is cool today is no longer cool tomorrow. So in NFT space, it's like a black hole of information. So it moves very, very quickly. So yeah, these are all the things that you need to keep in mind. But it is extremely easy in terms of going ahead for creating your own NFT artwork or project.
Got it. काफ़ी अच्छे डिटेल में आपने ये चीज़ें समझाई हैं अभिषेक. थैंक यू सो मच फॉर दिस. यहाँ से मेरे को कुछ चीज़ें ये समझ आईं कि पहला, अगर आप किसी फेमस इंसान के ऊपर कुछ NFTs बना रहे हैं तो उसे लिमिटेड एडिशन बनाइए. और वो समझ भी आता है क्योंकि वहाँ एक बिल्ट इन स्कार्सिटी है. अगर मोनालिसा की पेंटिंग आज वर्ल्ड में सिर्फ एक है, इसी वजह से हर जगह डिबेट रहती है कि ओरिजिनल पेंटिंग कौन सी है, और ओरिजिनल पेंटिंग की वैल्यूएशन काफ़ी हाई रहती है. सेकेंडली, अगर किसी को NFT मिंट करना और लिस्ट करने का प्रोसेस आता है तो उसे करेंटली एक्शन लेना चाहिए, इम्पोस्टर सिंड्रोम छोड़ना चाहिए और अपना NFT मिंट और लिस्ट कर देना चाहिए. इससे एटलीस्ट उनके पास कुछ मोमेंटम आएगा एंड देन वो मार्केटिंग पे जा सकते हैं. थर्डली, जैसा आपने बोला कि जो भी लोग NFT वगैरह अपना बनाना चाहते हैं, उन्हें ये चीज़ समझनी होगी कि वो कितने और किस टाइप के आर्ट बनाना चाहते हैं. अगर कंप्यूटर जनरेटेड आर्ट है, वहाँ पे वो वेरिएशंस लेकर आ सकते हैं. वहाँ पे ऐसे सॉफ्टवेयर्स होते हैं जहाँ पे आप यूनिकनेस को अलग अलग पैरामीटर्स के अकॉर्डिंग सेट कर सकते हैं. जैसे मान लीजिए, अगर आपने एक कैरेक्टर बनाया तो आप उसके बाल चेंज कर सकते हैं, उसे टोपी बना सकते हैं, उसे सनग्लासेस बना सकते हैं और उसकी रेयरिटी सेट कर सकते हैं. और अगर आपकी सारी आर्ट, जैसे आप बीट बॉक्सिंग करते हैं या आप स्केच आर्टिस्ट हैं या ये सारी चीज़ें हैं, ऑफकोर्स इसमें टाइम बहुत ज़्यादा लगता है, तो ये लिमिटेड कलेक्शन आर्ट है और इसके कलेक्टर्स भी लिमिटेड कलेक्शन आर्ट के ही कलेक्टर्स होंगे. इसका फ्लोर प्राइस एक्चुअली मास जनरेटेड आर्ट से ज़्यादा रहेगा. आई एम गेटिंग इट राइट?
एग्जैक्टली, वेरी ट्रू.
ऑसम. तो जब यहाँ पे NFTs बन जाते हैं ये सारे, अब लोगों ने अपनी मार्केटिंग वगैरह भी शुरू करी, यहाँ पे कॉमन क्या क्या चैलेंजेस आते हैं? जैसे हम बोलते हैं कि कोई भी चीज़, आप जिम जाना शुरू करते हैं, आप 4 दिन जाते हैं, 5वें दिन आपकी मोटिवेशन खत्म हो जाती है, 6ठे दिन मोस्ट लोगों की मोटिवेशन खत्म हो जाती है. NFT क्रिएट करके सेल करने में या अपना NFT मिंट करके एक कलेक्शन में डालने में, ऐसे क्या क्या स्टेप्स आते हैं जहाँ पे मोस्टली लोग फेल हो जाते हैं या उस स्टेप को कंप्लीट नहीं कर पाते और उनकी मोटिवेशन भी खत्म हो जाती है?
So yeah, in terms of limitations, the main thing would be sort of understanding what exact details that you want to give out. For example, some NFT projects, they always they push out complete licenses. So if someone wants to use my artwork for a commercial usage, for example, print out a t-shirt and sell that t-shirt as a artwork designed by the artist where you hold the NFT. So Bored Ape Yacht Club does that. So where you can use your ape. Recently, Eminem and Snoop Dogg released their music video with these things, right? They use their apes to sort of make an entire music video. So all these things are possible. But again, in terms of limited edition artists, it is it is up to the artist, like what licenses do they want to give out and for what price. So that you have to keep in mind. And also there is, this is something which I've gotten feedback. I've been in the crypto space in 2017, so it wasn't this big of a hindrance for me. But for people who are entering, who are pure artists and who are entering this space right now, they don't understand crypto, right? So they don't understand that, for example, if someone pays one Ethereum, which was worth $4,000 at one point, and they keep holding it in their wallet, and now it is $1,000, they were like, why did I lose $3,000, right? So that is something which they need to understand, that crypto is always flexible. And also another major hindrance is they don't know how to get a wallet. So just to mint an NFT, you need to get a wallet, you need to create your profile, you need to, people are used to signing up on Google, right? Sign in via Google. But in the Web3 space, you sign in via your wallet, Web3 wallet, your like your MetaMask, your Temple wallet and things like that. So people need to understand that. And obviously, like most of the artists, they can figure it out within a day maximum. And then they can go ahead and mint their NFT. The major limitations, apart from that, I don't see any other thing. There's a lot of upside. So compared to the amount of limitations, we have a lot of upside. Now we get a global audience to reach out to. So you can share your artwork and literally people across the globe can see it. Now, I've been fortunate enough to get collectors across the globe, and it's not just Indian collectors, right? So my artwork will exist with people across the globe. Even yesterday on my Instagram story, I put this. So I'm coming for it. This is one way I can be immortal in life, right? So where people own my artwork and even long after they're gone, it'll still exist on the blockchain. So that pros and cons is definitely a sort of, there are more pros than cons, at least right now. And market will evolve eventually, right? And market is evolving already. The hype that was there for the 10,000 PFP projects, now it is slowly moving into the one-of-one artists, because they are realizing that the true long-term value will always be there for these one-of-one artworks, where you own like one edition of it. Like imagine if Mona Lisa was fractionalized into 10,000 NFTs, right? So it's like that. I don't think they'll ever do it, but imagine if someone did that. So yesterday, a friend of mine, they took a Rolls Royce and they made that into 10,000 NFTs, where people can own a part of that Rolls Royce as part of the NFT itself, and they can drive it in the metaverse and things like that. So a lot of ways you can, a lot of use cases for NFTs exist right now with the real world artwork attached to it. So in my case, I'm completely digital, right? So there's no way we can actually bring Metaverse into reality unless it is through, things like augmented reality, jo hota hai, where we place a digital object into real life. So I say that will always be opportunities, but yeah, it depends on every single artist, like what exactly they want to achieve in this particular space.
Right. So NFT space bahut hi naya hai, opportunities bahut zyada hain. क्रिएटर्स के लिए खासतौर पे और ज़्यादा अपॉर्चुनिटीज हैं, क्योंकि लोगों को समझ आया कि PFP 10,000 वाला ट्रेंड अभी उतना नहीं चलेगा. लोग ज़्यादा जाना चाहते हैं कस्टमाइज्ड आर्ट, और वो सेंस भी बनाता है क्योंकि 10,000 NFTs की वैल्यू बहुत ही डाउन हो जाती है. बहुत मास लेवल पे हाइपर मार्केटिंग चाहिए, और इररिस्पेक्टिव एक प्रोजेक्ट कितना एम्बिशियस है, हर प्रोजेक्ट उतना हाइपर मार्केटिंग नहीं लेकर आ पाता. और क्रिप्टो मार्केट का ये एक हार्श ट्रूथ है कि बिना हाइप या मार्केटिंग के आपका टोकन या आपका NFT बूम नहीं करेगा. तो ये तो बात समझ आती है अभिषेक, पर यहाँ पे मेरे पास आपके लिए NFT स्पेस में दो आखिरी सवाल हैं. पहला ये कि जो लोग NFT कलेक्ट करते हैं, क्या वो NFT फ्लिप भी करते हैं, और अगर वो फ्लिप करते हैं तो ऐसा क्यों करते हैं? एंड सेकेंडली, किसी को NFTs और इन सारी चीज़ों की मार्केटिंग या किसी भी और चीज़ के बारे में अगर सीखना है, तो top 3 रिसोर्सेज या top 3 लोग जिन्हें वो फॉलो करें, या top 3 अकाउंट्स जिन्हें वो फॉलो करें, या 3 डिस्कॉर्ड सर्वर्स, वो क्या होने चाहिए?
श्योर. सो फर्स्टली या आई वांट टू से दैट दो तरह की NFT कलेक्टर्स जो होते हैं, देर आर टू टाइप्स. एक जो एक्चुअली कलेक्ट फॉर द आर्ट वर्क, फॉर द आर्ट वैल्यू जो होता है, दे डू इट फॉर दैट. एंड द अदर साइड इज द फ्लिपर्स, जो इररिस्पेक्टिव ऑफ व्हाट द आर्ट वर्क इज, इवन इफ यू पुट अ डॉट ऑन अ पेज एंड यू सेल दैट एज एन NFT, बट इट हैज अ लॉट ऑफ वैल्यू, they will flip it, they will buy it and they will flip it, right? And a lot of people make a lot of money just by doing that, because there is a theory, you just need to flip, or you need just need to double your flips around 25 times and you're a millionaire. Even if you start with I think 1 cent or $1, You can become a millionaire if you just double it 25 or 26 times, or even take it as 30 times, right? So if you flip 30 NFTs and if you double it every time, you have a million Ethereum, I'm assuming, right? So there are a lot of players who do that and they made a lot of good money with it. So it depends on the NFT collector, whether he or she wants to actually collect the artwork or they want to make money out of it. Both are right, and you know, both of them have their pros. Now coming to what exact value, some people do 10,000x, 100,000, like in Bored Ape Yacht Club or even CryptoPunks. It was essentially free, but look at the value that it has now, right? That is easily more than 10,000. But again, not all projects have that. So that you have to be very careful, and people nowadays, because they made so much money there, they are getting into every single project that has 10,000, right? Because the mint price jo hota hai, to buy the NFT, it's called mint price. It is very, very less. 0.05 Ethereum is barely $50, 3,500 rupees. So people are buying it because they don't know which project will hit, which project will miss. So they buy every project, and even if one out of 100 project clicks, you get 100x, like that, right? So a lot of people follow that approach. Most of my collectors collected for the artwork because, again, those are my type of collectors, right? And also some people, they have flipped my NFTs. Again, I'm not in control because once your NFT leaves your wallet, it is in the collector's wallet. So what they want to do, it is up to them. So recently, around 2 weeks ago, my NFT on WazirX got sold in the secondary market for 2,500 WazirX. At one point, that would have been over $4,000. But now it was around, $500. So even again, secondary market, all the big players, they play around, right? When the market is very low, they collect all the NFTs. So this is an important strategy for people who are into NFT collections as well, right? So if you want to buy an artwork when the crypto market is at its peak, you will have to pay a higher premium. But when the crypto market, we're in the bear market, so to speak, people think that way. And if you are in a bear market, you can get the same $4,000 wala NFT for $500, right? So imagine the difference in premium there. So a lot of strategies, people do that. And you know, even when the crypto price crashed, the same collector who bought my NFT when the Tezos price was super high, he collected the other NFT as well. So he was dollar cost averaging technically. So a lot of these strategies are applicable. And some of the biggest accounts that you can use to learn Web3 is, I would suggest, Bankless on Twitter. So they have their own DAO. And a lot of, I know the product folks, Polygon is doing a lot of great work. And I follow this one person because he's pushing music NFTs in a very big way. Cooper Trooper on Twitter. So he's going all in on music NFTs, and which is what I do. So, I have to sort of follow him, and he's adding legit value to the space, right? So yeah, these are all the accounts, but be part of the Web3 community on Twitter. That is the most important way you can get started with the NFT and the overall Web3 space. It's all connected. NFTs is connected to Metaverse. Metaverse is connected to crypto. All these three elements are interconnected with each other. So the more you learn, the more you can grow in this space.
Beautiful. So you mentioned one thing, Abhishek. You said ki secondary NFT marketplaces. अभी यहाँ पर बहुत सारे लोगों को सेकेंडरी एनएफटी मार्केटप्लेसेस नहीं बता, तो मैंने क्विकली बता देता हूँ कि अगर मैं अभिषेक का एक एनएफटी आज परचेज करता हूँ तो मैं उसको वापस मार्केटप्लेस में लिस्ट कर सकता हूँ और वहां पर जो भी एनएफटी की सेल वैल्यू होगी उस पर एक रॉयल्टी अभिषेक को मिलेगी और बचा हुआ पैसा मेरे को मिलेगा एंड प्लेटफॉर्म अपनी कुछ फीस काटेगा। तो जो लोग एनएफटी फ्लिप करते हैं वो एनएफटीज को सेकेंडरी मार्केटप्लेसेस पे जाकर लिस्ट करते हैं और वहां से नए बायर्स या नए कलेक्टर्स आकर उन्हें बाय करते हैं। तो यहाँ से मेरा सवाल ये आपके लिए अभिषेक कि क्या आप सेकेंडरी एनएफटी मार्केटप्लेसेस पे जाके खुद भी आर्ट कलेक्ट करते हैं या यू आर जस्ट मोर ऑफ अ क्रिएटर राइट नाउ?
आई एम बोथ। ऑफ लेट आई हैव बीन बोथ बिकॉज़ एज यू सेड इन माय इंट्रो, आई थिंक 2-3 नाइट्स अगो आई जस्ट वेंट एंड कलेक्टेड अराउंड 20 एनएफटीज एंड दीज आर नॉट लाइक कलेक्टेबल प्रोजेक्ट्स। आई टोल्ड यू राइट, देयर आर दो तरह की एनएफटीज होते हैं। So I didn't collect any membership type of NFTs. I went and collected from single one of one artists or maybe on like they create 1,000 editions maybe. And these are like very, very low priced NFTs where you can own the artwork. Like art becomes the utility in itself. So I went and collected that. And again, I'm known for hunting down the really good NFTs and artwork NFTs, I mean, right? So I have a lot of filters where I get some really good artworks. So I collected all that, and I have around just under 200 NFT. I think on one platform it says 191, and the other one it says 195. So I don't know which is tracking which wallet. So yeah, it's basically under 200 NFTs I've collected, and I've minted around just under 100 NFTs, out of which 82 are sold. So mera percentage hota hai 82%, which any Indian household should be happy for it. So anything over 80 is distinction. So with, yeah, you know, more than the sales part of it, I am happy that, again, the whole reason I entered the NFT space is to show people the beauty of the human voice, right? So sales was always secondary for me, but I'm glad that, you know, people have accepted this. And Web3 is the most friendliest space jo hota hai. If you want to learn something, learn it in Web3. So people are really helpful in this space, and they'll help you with whatever queries that you have. So similarly, like how I'm talking about NFTs, other people helped me with NFTs when I started off, right? So it's not like magically I downloaded some information. It was, I had to learn it the way which I need. So best part is to be part of the community, and you'll get all the information you need for free. You don't have to pay for anything, because again, it's the community to pay for you and things like that, right? So everything is free. Everything, everyone is willing to help you out. So best ways to do that.
So Abhishek ne NFT ke baare mein kafi achhi cheeze batayi. Main to personally bahut excited hu. In fact, maine abhi to NFT ke baare mein thoda bahut suna hai, but ab main soch bhi raha hu ki shayad main bhi koi apna beatboxing ya singing ka NFT nikal do. Janta hu meri singing aur beatboxing bahut kharab hai. Beatboxing to mujhe aati bhi nahi. But NFT का स्पेस डेफिनेटली एक ऐसा स्पेस है जो बहुत ही एक्साइटिंग है, और मैं तो पर्सनली इसे काफ़ी एक्सप्लोर करने वाला हूँ. आपको ये पॉडकास्ट सुन के मज़ा आया, कुछ सीखने को मिला, आप डेफिनेटली अभिषेक को रीच आउट कर सकते हैं NFTs के बारे में और सीखने के लिए. मैं मिलूंगा आपसे क्रिप्टोकरेंट के अगले एपिसोड में.
दिस वॉज एन HT Smartcast ओरिजिनल. HT Smartcast.